Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price. Good morning, it's 9 o'clock. We have a sunny sky, 73 degrees in Wichita. The high today will climb to the upper 90s. Two people are in critical condition following an early morning shooting in northeast Wichita. The incident occurred just before 3 a.m. Sunday near 12th and Delrose. That's near 13th and Oliver. Police say two men were in a fight when they shot at each other. A woman standing nearby was also hurt in the incident. There's no word on any arrests in the case. Police remain on the scene conducting their investigation. A dignified transfer for Wichita Fire Department firefighter Ty Voth took place Saturday morning. It started at 11 a.m. at the Sedgwick County Forensic Science Center, located at 1109 North Minneapolis. On the journey to West Wichita, the transfer went by Firehouse 5, where Voth was stationed. It also passed by Firehouse 8 and 17 before ending at Rest Haven Mortuary. Community members and first responders lined up along the route to honor the fallen firefighter. Funeral services are pending. Tropical Storm Debbie continues to strengthen in the Gulf Coast as it heads towards Florida, where it is expected to become a Category 1 hurricane when it makes landfall. The majority of the state is under a state of emergency, and officials are urging residents to prepare before the weather takes a turn for the worse. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis provided an update this morning.
Residents should be finalizing all of their preparations now. We are seeing already some of the impacts from the far-flung parts of the storm.
The National Hurricane Center warns that a storm surge of 6 to 10 feet is possible along portions of the Big Bend. They also say Debbie will bring potentially historic rainfall across southeast Georgia and South Carolina through Friday, causing widespread flash flooding. Closer to home, your Sunday forecast here in Wichita. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 90s, south winds developing at 5 to 10. Clear and lower 70s tonight. Monday sunny and continued hot, highs near 100. Right now we have a calm wind, a sunny sky, and 73 degrees. With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.